Well, good afternoon, and welcome to our Silent Unity service. This is the third week of Advent, and this week we've been celebrating love. Well, next week will be the fourth week of Advent, and that represents joy, the joy that is always there, the joy in our hearts, and the joy when we experience the wonder of Christmas deep within our souls. And you know, we can do that all the time. We don't have to wait for a specific date on the calendar. So we'll begin our Silent Unity service this morning with Sarah reading the daily word.
Resilience. I am adaptable and resilient. As I look back on my life, I can see that I have moved through many seasons and changings. Along my journey, I understand that change is inevitable, a natural part of life. When I forget this truth, I felt anxious or uncomfortable when life presented me with challenges. I've learned to adapt to the twists and turns of life and not resist them. Now, when I am faced with a challenge and feel discomfort in my body or unrest in my mind, I pause to remember my divinity. I remind myself that I have the capacity to draw upon spiritual wisdom at any time. I affirm. I greet any change or challenge with resiliency and openness. My mind and heart are at rest as I accept the changes in my life. I am resilient. And Joshua 1:9 says, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Thank you, Sarah. That was beautiful. And you know, if nothing more, this year has proved that we are resilient. We are strong. And we stand in our truth. And I love the fact that we come together and we lift one another's consciousness and take care of one another. That's important during these challenging times. So this morning, I found an article by Jim Blake, our Unity World Headquarters CEO. And this article is from a pamphlet, an Advent pamphlet from 2016. So just relax and breathe and take in these words because they are wonderful. It begins by saying, the title of the article is, I Believe. And it begins by saying, I believe in the magic of Christmas and the holiday season. I believe in a mythical Santa Claus figure who enlivens the spirit, who lights and generates incredible joy in millions of children for months on end, leading up to that special morning. I believe in big, beautiful, drifting snowflakes and hot chocolate, cozy fires, and the twinkle of holiday lights on a cold, clear night. I believe in the Hallmark Channel's movies about Christmas that start airing around Thanksgiving Well, this year it was prior to Thanksgiving, but we needed those Christmas stories. But he goes on to say that with loads of happy endings, so heart-opening and heart-filling, they bring a lump to the throat and a tear to the eye. I know, because I record and watch as many as I can. She'll stay music. I listen to them until they return to normal programming on New Year's Day. I believe in these things because of the indescribable way they make me feel. It's the inexplicable way that year after year, these simple treasures and traditions break our hearts wide open. You know, it has to be magic or a spell of some sort, because what else could possibly explain how and why millions of people simultaneously become nice and joy-filled and tolerant of one another for nearly a whole month? That glittery, sparkly spell that makes us open our hearts, minds, and wallets to charities, children, friends, families, and co-workers, and strangers alike. Arguments may abound on the meaning of the season, the tensions among the commercialization and religion and so forth. I can understand and appreciate them all, but the humble request to you remains to allow yourself to get lost in the feelings of this season and its traditions. For there, my friends, is where the magic lies. Let the small experiences, like those I described above, carry you throughout this joyous season. Appreciate the transformation that occurs for a few weeks each year in the hearts and minds of those around us. Let ourselves be enchanted by the lights and by having our hearts opened in each precious moment of glittery, warm, glowing goodness. After all, life is meant to be experienced, to be enjoyed with all our faculties. No other season simultaneously stimulates all of our senses like Christmas season. To restore your childlike wonder, lower your voice to a whisper and simply repeat after me. I believe. Take a deep breath and breathe that in. I believe. You know, there are so many sights, so many wonders this time of year, so many lights, so many expressions of kindness. And that's simply because we affirm to ourselves this time of year, I believe. So take this moment right here, right now, breathing in and breathing out, and affirm to yourself, I believe. In this moment right here, right now, this is our moment. This is our moment to ignite the light that is within us, to open ourselves to all that there is, to this wonder of human existence. And as we make this inward journey, we make it taking time apart, taking time to contemplate the works and the wonder of spirit. Breathing in and breathing out, coming to that place deep within where we know that this is just not an ordinary state of being. We know we are entering into that sacred place of the Most High. Breathing in and breathing out, giving yourself permission to let go and just be the spiritual being you were created to be. And in this moment, in this quietness, in this solitude, we step over the threshold of our inner chamber and settle down as the wise men must have settled down on that star-filled night that was oh so silent. And we take this moment to rest and to trust and to be filled by the spirit of love, peace, and wisdom in the quietness of this moment, right here, right now, in the silence of peace. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, just take a few minutes and give thanks for the gifts that you have just received in the quiet. Love, peace, wisdom, zeal, hope. And just as we believe these attributes for ourselves, we also see them in others. We see them as whole and free. We see them experiencing the joy that this season brings. And so we want to send this energy out to do the work in the wheel of spirit. We wanted to reach and touch this season anyone who may be challenged or struggling, anyone who may be in need of knowing they are loved. And we can do this by calling to mind one by one, and you can speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but just call to mind those who you want surrounded in the vibrations of this beautiful prayer time. And we also want to include in this circle of love and energy our President of the United States and our incoming President, holding both of them in love and light and health and safety. And the senators and the House of Representatives, seeing them coming together in harmony and in peace for the good of all concerned. And we send this out to family and friends, those who we are able to be in close contact with, and those that we know these vibrations will reach across states and touch those who we send this energy to. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning. We're full of joy. We're grateful for being able to be your expressions here on this earth plane. We're grateful for the awakened Christ within us and the awareness that we can live from this Christ center always. It's just a breath away. We're grateful for all those this morning whose eyes are open and who see through the light of spirit. We're grateful for all the churches that are promoting the message that unto us this day is born. Yes, we're so grateful for the season, for our elder brother who came to show us how to live and how to exist together in peace and harmony. So for this and all things, We just say thank you, God. We are grateful. And in gratitude, let's affirm together the prayer of protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And so it is. And it is so. Thank you for joining me in this time of prayer and meditation. And my blessing for you this day is to go forth and experience the awakening of the Christ in you and create for yourself and others a beautiful world that works for all. Blessings and Merry Christmas.